Decided to make it. What? 005. Shira 05 now. What? Tuesday, Mitzvah Shem. Yeah, it will be a Sodi. We're meeting with Rabbi Berkowitz tomorrow. We could sign him on board. And we'll go to Rabbi Lef. We'll make a whole. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what he has to say.
What is this your demon in terms of time?
What?
What is your demon in terms of time?
What?
How long is this demon?
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm available all morning. I just want to know if people ask, is it 45 minutes?
It's echos. Your sodi means echos, not kamos. Sodi means you're not sorry that you came. I think we'll make an official starting time of 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And what time will davening end, though? Do people have carpool that day? People have to go carpool?
That's the big arrangements. I mean.
Yeah, so we'll say 8 o'clock. We'll say 8 o'clock. And the breakfast at. You want to say 8 o'clock and the breakfast at 9. That's what we'll say. 8 o'clock and the breakfast at 9. Also, lechol chodesh after zman hazer. Zman, tof pei tes, if yud, I'm sorry. This is word tof pei tes, if yud. Also, lechol chodesh after zman hazer. After zman hazer doesn't mean. Actually, it does. I mean, it means, even though there's no omer, but that's not really the chiddush of the mechaber. There's no machlokas about that. That there's a chodesh, there's no egg, even though there's no omer. That's not the issue. The issue is in chutz laretz. So after zman hazeh, he really means to say even b'chutz laretz. Bein lechem, bein koli, bein karmel. The Mishnah Berurah. That's the lashon haposuk. Lechem is lechem. Koli is roasted grains. You roast the kernels. And caramel is fresh enough and moist enough that you can actually eat it fresh out of the, eat the kernels fresh. The Gemara in Be'ah, if you learn Be'ah, you roll it, you molel it, you throw it in the hand. It's chitim and sorim. Okay. Ad tchilas leil yud ches benison. Uber it's Israel, ad tchilas leil yud zayin benison. When there's no korban omer, so we paskin the chumra that the whole Yom Tes Zayin, which is the day of bringing the Omer, so when does an Omer, it becomes Mutter when the Omer is brought. The place is far away from Yerushalayim that didn't know, so they went till Chatzos. So they figured by Chatzos they can assume the Omer was brought already. When there's no Omer, so you have the whole day. So there's Machlekes and Gemara, why? Either because Ad Va'ad B'chlal, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, and when there's no Omer, Ad Va'ad B'chlal, and the whole Yom Tes Zayin, Leil Yud Zayin Benisan means the night after Tes Zayin. So either the Dioraisa because Advad Bechlal, or there's a whole cheshbon of the Rabbanon, Shem Yibodah Beis HaMikdash, and people will be Nichshal in the Isser, and in Chutz Laaretz, Sveik of the Yoma, so Atchilos Leil Yud Ches Benisan. Okay. Also Lechol Chodesh, Hainu Tvua Shanishrasho, it took root, Achar Tes Zayin Benisan. What's Chodesh? Chodesh means it didn't experience Tes Zayin Nisan. Not even, it didn't even take root. You know, you planted it, so there's a machlekes achronim. Those who learned Yerushalmi Shvius will be familiar with the Shaila, if it takes 3 days to take root, or 2 weeks. So, you know, here it's a kula to say 3 days. Here it's a kula to say 3 days, meaning if you plant the wheat, place Yud Dalet Nisan, Yud Dalet Tezot Tezayin, maybe Yud Gimel Nisan, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. So it already, Hashrosh is all you need, it should take root. So it should see the face, so to speak, of Tezayin Benisan, it's not called Chodesh anymore. The Amnishra Shah Kodim HaOmer, Omer Matira. Well, it's not Chodesh nowadays, the day of Tezayin is Matir. It could easily be a day of Samaritan. Gimel, Vayin Shamoy, Chodesh is Bachameshus Haminim. And it's actually learnt out from Chametz and Matzah. The same Gzeirah Shoda says that it's the five Minim. There's no Isur Chodesh in anything else other than the five Minim of grain. After Zman Hazeh, because it says B'chol Moshvos Eichem. Mashma Mizeh, I'm learning Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkat Cotton Meme, I'm like flying through it a bit. Even B'chutz Loretz, knowing Isur Adetzum Ayom Hazeh, the day of the bringing of the Korban. And Sveik of the Yoma, we have to add a day. Vine, Biridea. Now, traditionally, people in Chutz Laretz weren't careful about Chodesh. We're not going to, I mean, it's thousands of tshuvas and millions of words have been written about it. There's no clear het there. And when there's ever no clear het, it ends up being 100 heterim. That's the nature. Everybody tries to weigh in why everybody's mekel. And that ranges from, or Hashulchan says in Yeridaya, sometimes Klal Yisrael votes with its feet. It's an expression. And even though the halacha is that it's knowing in Chutz Loretz, but Klal Yisrael sort of decided it's not knowing in Chutz Loretz. And since there's a sheet in the Gemara, and it's not like, we're not Reformed Jews here, since there's a sheet in the Gemara, and in the Rishonim, and in the Poskim, that Chodesh is not knowing in Chutz Loretz, so although in normative halacha, the halacha would be that it is knowing in Chutz Loretz, sometimes Klal Yisrael decides on their own how we're going to pass it. That's one mahalach. Other mahalachim, the various mahalachims, we're going to learn now a Svek Sveka, that in Chutz Loretz they just assumed that it wasn't clear that it's really Chodesh, because, and they really have to know the nature of the agricultural cycle in Chutz Loretz. Actually, in Eretz Yisrael, Chodesh is less of a problem. Any grain, I found out now in my discussions about Shvius, that the overwhelming, that virtually all of the grain in Eretz Yisrael is imported from Chutz Loretz. I found that out now. Because I was meeting with a guy and they're talking about Paris and Yerokos, and Yerokos and Paris, and Paris and Yerokos. So after 2 hours, we say goodbye. I say, you know, I really hate to sound stupid, but what about, why aren't we talking about Chameshis Minei Dogen, which might have different dinim because of certain technicalities? So he says, that's no problem. I mean, there is no problem with Shvius. They import everything. Even the little that they grow here, relatively little, they export to other countries, and except for matzahs. Matzahs they is homegrown because they want to be mashgiach over it, so they grow it here, and that's the wheat that they use. Okay. There is an achiezer that's machmir, that even if you make il in chodesh chutz la'aretz, even if you make il for reasons of psak, that it's not knowing in chutz la'aretz, obviously if you make il because of svek svek and this, so then it becomes a whole other issue when you import it. What do people in Eretz Yisrael do that are noeg is a chadash? So, because here it's noeg, but like, it's almost a pity to be so much on the kulas of chutz la'aretz stuff that's brought in. You might as well do the normative halacha. But even if you hold that the etzem, chadash and chutz la'aretz is mutter, but there's an achiezer and some other achronim who hold, based on the Yerushalmi and other gemaras, that when it's brought in, it actually becomes also midiraisa. That tvua that's brought in from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael and is made and is processed here. It's processed into bread, into flour, and then it's made into bread. It's mechuyev midiraisa here. It's an achiezer and other achronim. Achiezer's pretty recent, and he says midiraisa this is. So that's why when the Rabbanut gives a hechsher on stuff coming in from Chutz Loretz, so officially it's supposed to include Chodesh too. But I'm told by my people that
it's not
Chodesh. However, I'm told by my people that it's
not in Shalom.
Hello, is there a problem with Chodesh? No, okay, thank you. That's one of the...
Is it still shy to say it's vaccinated today, even though we can manage...
Either yes or no. I don't know the reality. You know, you either could say it or you can't say it. There's no Xeris HaKos. You have to find out the Metzias and see if you could say it. That's the answer. The answer is either yes or no, and I don't know. If you could, you could. But there's Hagdoros of when any... In Hilchas Fakus in general, nothing to do with Chadash. In Sofik Mamzer, if you could spend 2 months, a year, with computers and do a roots search and find out, is that called as a Suffolk Mamzer, or is that called you have to go find out? These questions are general questions that come up in many areas of halacha. Okay? There's nothing special about Chodesh. Anyway, so the famous heter of the Ramah is that they always felt it was a Svechsveker. It's really a funny Svechsveker. It's a very Shverer Ramah, actually, in Lomdus. What's the Ramah Svechsveker? Maybe it's from before, maybe it's last year's Tfuah. And even if it's this year's Tfuah, maybe it was Nishrash Kodim LaOmer. Maybe it took root before the Omer. So the question on the Ramah is, what kind of Svechsveker is that? It's all one Shem. The Shem is, it's from before the Omer. What's the difference if it grew before the Omer, or if it's Nishrash Kodim LaOmer, it's still called last year's Tfuah. So they're trying to discuss it, and they give Terutin that it is a different Shem, because there's certain differences between if it's just Nishrash Kodim LaOmer and if it grew Kodim LaOmer, and therefore it's a different Shem Heter, and therefore you could use it for Svechsveker. Again, this is all part of the, you know, it's, we're not going to go into it now, but that's the Svechsveker of the Ramah. When you learn it, it's a funny Svechsveker because it's Shem Echad. That's the Lomdish technical term for such a question, is that it's Shem Echad. Whoever learned Ksuba stuff tests and remembers it. That's all the Acharonim are busy with there. Shem Echad or Shnei Shemos. Anyway, yeah. And then, what then if they bring it from other places and Poland, Ein Lahokal in Poland, because we know that it is Chadosh, or, okay. So if you know, you know. Umikomakom, nevertheless, even if you don't have the remote Svechsveker, the Mishnah Berurah says, people are not Nizrin the Sechadish, we know that. It starts with what's called Limud Schus. It's hard, and it's a staple. The five grains are a staple. So some say that we paskin Chadish Chutz Lorit is only Midrabbanon. And if it's only Midrabbanon, then maybe they were only Geyser really on places next to Eretz Yisrael. Just as Trumas and Maisers, really, if it's Midrabbanon and Chutz Lorit, but it means only the places immediately surrounding Eretz Yisrael, maybe Mitzrayim also, so maybe here also that's the same. That's one Limud Schus. Another Limud Schus, which theoretically might apply in Eretz Yisrael too, but we don't do it, because the whole thing's a Limud Schus on the Minig and Chutz Lorit, and that is the Tfuah of a Goy. Doesn't have Issa Chodesh. It has to be your Tfuah. Tfuah of a Goy, there's no Issa Chodesh on Tfuah of a Goy. And that's the Kula. So the Mishnah Berurah then says, V'nayaf Shem B'yodeinu Limchos B'yana Makilin. And it's a Taz also, that if you want to be Machmir, don't yell at others who are not being Machmir. Keep it to yourself. Be Machmir. Don't make an issue of it. The Mishnah Berurah says, a Baal Nefesh will not be Samech on Haterim, on these weak Haterim. The Mishnah Berurah is willing to have you be Machmir in cake and in crackers and in bread. You can't be Machmir. That's what he means. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, be as Machmir as you can be. It's not a joke. So he brings down the Gra was Machmir, totally was Machmir on Chodesh. The Shar HaTzion brings down. So everybody knows the last 20 years, thanks to a Jew in Muncie, Baruch Hashem, Mr. Herman. So he was Moshe Nefesh, and he started getting information about Chodesh. And at the beginning, well, actually, the first credit goes for Baron Soloveitchik. Really, he was always very, very Machbid, and his children were Machbid. I went to school with his kids, and they would always like, yeah, Chadash, what do you mean, isn't the Arizal? You're frum about all these other things, what about Chadash? But it was his personal peccadillo. It was like a personal Mishagas. Then it was always viewed as the Salvation. Or a Baron of Chicago, yeah. Okay. But then Mr. Herman came along and was really one person made a mapecha. He gathered the information, and with Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky's encouragement. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when it started. It was like really... And it started off with two sheets, and now it's a huge booklet, and you can get it as a PDF file. He'll email it to you, and he still doesn't charge money for it. I think now he asks ready for $3 for a donation, or $5 maybe. But he made a mapecha, and now, just like it's hard to find meat that's not glatt kosher, and it sort of makes you wonder, because like, how did all of a sudden, like, everything's glatt kosher? That's that's something to talk about. But now all of a sudden every pizza store in Borough Park is Chodesh. It's not Chodesh. It's Yoshan. You gotta wonder, all of a sudden where's all this Yoshan flour coming from? This book is the source of information. He covers other countries also, and really the book has expanded from a two-page sheet and being a joke by people into a very serious thing that now it caught on, and now it's like a 50, 60, 70 page booklet. You could order it and you can get it by email as a PDF file, and you can look it up, and you have updates. He has updates throughout the year. So Yizocher also Ish Latov, that Mamish was did a very one person made a mapecha. Yeah.
What does it
end with?
Different products.
Yeah, and it shows you how to read codes, and it tells you general rules, what they make crackers out of, and what they make bread out of, and what they make pastry flour and noodles and
cereal.
I mean, it's everything. It's makif. Makif everything. I mean, it's a one man show. I'll send me an email and I'll forward to you. Well, now it's on the gear for a few months, so I'll forward you to the information of how to subscribe to his email, and you'll get it when it comes out with the updates, constant updates and things.
Do you need it here in Eretz Yisrael?
It's for imported stuff. I would recommend it.
Cheerios.
Import it. You buy Cheerios.
Okay.
I don't trust. You cannot trust. Ma'adin yes. But yeah. These things don't have. I'm talking about the white paper that says on it Yishur HaRabbanut.
That's what I'm saying. But from if the imports.
Ma'adin Hashgachas. Which Ma'adin Hashgachas? The Dats, the Haredis? No, Erzo ones, yes, they're marked. If something that in America would be considered a Mahadran Hashgacha, let's say someone considers Satmar a Mahadran Hashgacha, and they give a Hashgacha on Pachkis.
I'm saying if a Mahadran Hashgacha here gives a Hashgacha on something that came from Kutzlar.
Yes, that's okay. A Mahadran Hashgacha, not Rabbanut, unfortunately. And the Mahadran Hashgachas of America have not taken on Chodesh yet. Mikemach Yashan, yeah. You can't assume it's not Chodesh. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says to be a Baal Nefesh should be Makbid, and then he says, it really depends. Now they have railroads, and who knows where they're bringing the Chitim from, and you don't have a Sveksek anymore, and really there's more Chodesh than Yashan, and you really, really should be careful. Okay, the Achreinim, there's a long beer halacha here on this subject. The Achreinim go to town. I told you what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Don't look for it in Hilchos Pesach. You're not going to find it. It's in Yerideas and Mirei Sadik Beis. And that's all. Koli Karma we defined. You see in Mem Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even those that were Nizr Mechadish weren't Nizr from the Belia and the Kalim. Because it was Eina Ben Yomo, and maybe it's Min Bemino. If it's Min Bemino, it's Potl Barov Midiyarai, so okay. Kuberi Tzisrael, okay. That's it, okay. Wait, anything else? Yeah, and you have that Achiezer, though. You have the Achiezer. I'm not aware that there's been a Hachra against the Achiezer. I'm not sure how the Achiezer is viewed. It's too recent. I don't know. I don't know how. I really should ask. Maybe I really. It probably says these things in the Madrich HaKashrus. I take back what I said to you. You asked me about Mahadran Hashgachas, about stuff manufactured in Chutz La'aretz. I don't know. I don't know if they paskin that in Chodesh Chutz La'aretz. I don't know. I take it back. I realize I don't know. You should find out. You should call them up and ask. It's not again now for a few months. So you have time to call up the Bedatz and ask them. Just call up and say, hello. If you give a Hashgachas, I don't know if they give a Hashgachas on imports. Say, do you make sure it's not Chodesh? It should be yes. I realize I don't know. According to Achiezer, it better be marked. No, even on the Tzad Kula, Achiezer says that even on the Tzad Kula, that Chodesh is not Noig and Chutz La'aretz, but if it's prostitutes in Eretz Yisrael, it becomes Usur. This is based on Yerushalmi. Processed, made into dough here. Here, if it's processed here, I don't know. I take back any. I don't know. I'm saying the Achiezer says that even if you make your they're all getting wheat from Chutzlaris. That's what
so
I found. According to Achiezer, even if you want to paskin that Chodesh and Chutzlaris is mutter, according to Achiezer, it's also midiraisa. I don't know. Forget. I don't know that. I'm saying, even if you paskin that Chodesh and Chutzlaris is also is mutter, according to Achiezer, if it's made here, it's also midiraisa. That's all I'm saying.
So
you, I don't know. I don't know. Call up.
No,
that's it. I don't know. You have to call up the Heksha companies. I'm sure that they make sure it's not Chodesh, but I realize that I don't know Biyadiyah. So you have to call them up and ask.